You're listening to SBS News.
The Darling River, home to 60 different fish species and the scene of Australia's largest recorded fish kill. Local fisherman Graham McCrabb still recalls the stench that saturated Menindee afterwards.
Yeah, it was really quite pungent and it was there for several weeks. The fish probably sunk after about 3 or 4 days, but the smell was around the town for quite a while. It's here in front of your face. And we're fortunate here, we look at this part of the river and we've got a little bit here held back by the town weir, but either side, the river's totally disconnected. There's kilometres of dry riverbed. And I think when you're looking at that every day, it's really confronting and it's a stark reminder of just how dire the situation is.
A lack of fresh flows down the river combined with the drought are worsening the disaster. Federal Water Resources Minister David Littleproud told SBS News he believes there will be further fish deaths this summer if it doesn't rain, but the Murray-Darling Basin Authority is working with New South Wales to reduce fish deaths. The New South Wales government has been catching and moving fish to areas south of Menindee where the Murray and Darling rivers meet, with more than 800 fish already relocated. But Mr. McCrabb is worried it's too little, too late.
It's probably bucket to bushfire stuff again, but it's not very nice seeing them struggle. It's a suffocation type process and it doesn't happen instead. It takes time for fish to die. So, I think it's better than nothing, but it certainly doesn't replace water policy.
In September, an independent review by the state's Natural Resources Commission found that the Barwon-Darling River system is an ecosystem in crisis. The review showed that the weight of scientific evidence is clear. It reported that while reduced inflows due to drought, upstream extraction and climate change are all affecting the flows in the Barwon-Darling, the plan provisions that allow increased access to low flows have resulted in poor ecological and social outcomes downstream of Bourke. Barkindji man Michael Smacker Wyman lives upstream in Wilcannia. He says the state of the water system is devastating to the community.
I'd like to see the government stop draining our rivers, draining our natural waterways. We're living in the longest river in Australia, the Darling River, and they've killed it altogether. The environmental damage alone is bloody massive.
While many are resigned to the state of the river system, water experts say there's still some hope. University of Sydney hydrologist Professor Willem Vervoet.
It is a very resilient system. It's possible that we get a big flood and that things will revive and that things will be going to go okay. What we really don't know is where actually the threshold is that it is ruined forever.
Anita Bolle, SBS World News.